Sagt der Hilge Mishnah weiter, Masech des Chala, Perik Dalet Mishnei, Shnei Kavin. Somebody made two doughs, each one has one calf. Shenitlecha losa shel ze bifnei atzmei v'shel ze bifnei atzmei. He took of challah from one dough, and then he took of challah from the other dough. Both didn't have the shear. Afterwards, Chazer v'asa and Isa achas. He then went and put the two doughs together and made a single dough out of it. Rabbi Kiva Paiter, Rabbi Kiva says, you don't have to separate challah again. Zakta batanura v'azda l'tamei. Rabbi Kiva is consistent with his sheet in the previous Mishnah, that everything doesn't have to be in place at the time that you separate the challah, as long as it all fits in afterwards. So when he took off, these two challahs both didn't have the shear. Right now he put them together, and they have the shear, and Lamaisa, he took off from both of them, it's fine. The Chacham Mechayv and the Chacham say, no. What you did originally doesn't help me at all. Because you took it off from one kava, doesn't have a shear, and you took it off from another kava, doesn't have a shear. Now that you put it together, what does that help me? You're only putting it together after you already separated challah. Nimsa, so it turns out, Chumra Kuloi. The Chumra of Rabbi Akiva in Mishnah Dalet is actually a kul over here in Mishnah Hay. What does that mean? Simple. Let's go back to Mishnah Dalet for a moment. In Mishnah Dalet, we took challah from only one kav. Zokt Rabbi Akiva, be careful with that challah that you separated from one kav. You have to treat it like challah. You have to give it to the kayan. A non-kayan can't eat it. And all the other halachis of challah, that's a Chumra. But that chumra, that stringency, turns into a kula, turns into a leniency in this Mishnah. Why? What was the case in this Mishnah? Where you had two kavan, and he took challah from each, we're saying there's no need here, Rabbi Kiva is being mekel, to take challah again. Because the two challahs that you took, from each one there was a kav, all falls into place now, being that you lemaisa combined the two. On the other hand, according to the Chachamim, who said in Mishnah Dalet, that if you take challah from a kav, it's not chal. What you did is useless. There's no shear, so there's no mitzvah challah. So in a way, that's a kula, because they're saying this challah doesn't have to be treated like a challah. Anyone can eat it. Doesn't have kedushas challah. So now that you went, after taking challah from each kav, and you put the two together, according to the Chachamim, they say, no. Now you're going to have to take a challah for a third time. The person's going to say, but I already took challah from one kav and from the other kav. And the Chacham are going to say, but it's useless. Both didn't have the shear. Now that you put it together, now you're going to have to take challah. Yes, you're taking challah for a third time, but this is the only real time that it's challah, according to the Chachamim. So really, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? If the challah is good the first time, you don't have to take it a second time. What is the Mishnah trying to tell me here? So the Tosfos Chedoshim brings here from the Rishalmi. The Mishnah is telling me a very big chiddush. Let's go back to Mishnah Dalet for a moment. I separate challah from only a kav. I don't have the shear. Afterwards, I add more flour. Now I have the shear, and we're saying retroactively the challah is good. I would have thought it's just a chumra midrabana. Of course, you have to take off challah again once you have the shear. Rabbi Kiva is saying that first challah that you took, you have to treat it like challah. That's what I would have thought pshat is. So now the Mishnah is telling me a big chiddush. No. When Rabbi Kiva says that if you took of challah from a dough that doesn't have the shear, it becomes challah when you add the shear. He's not just saying, let's be machmer and treat what you took off as challah. No, it's real challah. You don't have to separate any challah afterwards. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us here. The Rabbi Kiva's shita of the retroactive challah when you add the shear afterwards is not just a chumra to say the challah is challah, but it's real challah, and you are ready. Where yoitza, your chayv, you don't have to take off challah again when you add the shear.